In 1937, Woody Guthrie got into Los Angeles, and he'd eventually bring his wife and by now two children to stay with him. And it was in these years, 1937 to 1939, that he became a radical, and a very committed radical, although the change wasn't evident, I think, until about the summer, July of 1938. In 1937, he landed a job on the radio, singing and talking on radio station KFVD with a young 22-year-old woman. Her name was Maxine Christman, who went by the name of Lefty Lou. And they had this radio program, and they were receiving, by November of 1937, 1,500 letters a month from grateful listeners. Many of them were themselves migrant workers who had come to California and were now hearing Lefty Lou and Woody singing these songs. Here's a letter that he received, that they received from one listener. He said the show, quote, floats me away from these hectic days of Russian heartache into a green valley of rest and peace. I have never heard any program like it. Two perfectly blended voices, quiet, restful, unpretentious, singing sweet old melodies of the past to me alone. And they would remain on the air with some interruption until June of 1938. Sometime that spring, though, Woody underwent a political transformation. It began when he was asked to investigate living conditions among migrant workers in California, much as John Steinbeck had done the year before in preparation for writing The Grapes of Wrath. Guthrie traveled around the state meeting migrant workers. They knew him because they had heard him on the radio. And he saw firsthand the poverty, the illness, the hungry children, all that these people were suffering. And by the summer, he was talking about what he called, quote, the starvation armies of wandering workers grown weary of the smell of rotting fruit crops. His songs took on now an angrier and more direct tone. That summer, he wrote a song called Dust Bowl Refugee and Dust Pneumonia Blues. And he traveled among migrants in Kern County in California, who were on strike in the cotton fields. He returned to Los Angeles in the fall of 1938, a very committed radical, and it would show in his lyrics. His cause was the cause of migrant workers, and while spending time with them, he had been listening to what they were listening to on the radio, which was the Carter family. And the Carter family were great heroes of Guthrie's. I mean, he liked their music. He patterned much of what he did after them. But he didn't like the verses of one of their songs. They sang a song called I Can't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. And as Guthrie saw it, the message of the song was defeatist. We can't do anything in the here and now. We can't make things better. Let's just wait for the better world to come. That's not what he wanted to hear. And I'll sing one verse of what the Carter family sang so you see what Woody Guthrie was reacting against and how he changed it in a moment. Heaven's expecting me, that's one thing I know. Fixed it up with Jesus a long time ago. He will take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in the world anymore. And that idea that I am weak and poor, that's not what Woody Guthrie wanted to hear, and I can't feel at home in the world anymore. He instead wrote, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. And it was, I think, the first song that truly had a radical perspective. It was a song that talked about the rich man taking his home and talked about the bankers and talked about the police, not just the police that he talked about in Do Re Mi, but now the police are making it hard wherever I may go. And you're welcome to sing along with us on this song. Certainly you can sing the last line of each verse because it's the same. And the last line is, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Sing that part of it, or the rest of it too. I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming around, just a wandering worker, go from town to town. Police make it hard wherever I may go, and got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters stranded on this road, hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home, drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, always I was poor. Crops I lay into banker's store. Wife took down and died on the cabin floor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I'm mined in your mines and gathered in your corn. I've been working, mister, since the day I was born. Worry all the time, like I never did before. 'Cause I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see. World is such a great and a funny place to be. Gambling man is rich, working man is